Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 3, we were talking about the importance of getting things right with others and with God. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
But firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
I believe that it's important that as Christians, we decide that we're going to sat down and think on these things, get alone with the Lord, make things right with others where it needs to be made right, and do those things that God would have us as a Christian to do. And these very principles here in these two verses, James 3, 17 and 18, need to be a part of every Christian's life. Unfortunately, we have the tendency to think, well, I'm not living in adultery, I'm not stealing, I'm not getting drunk, therefore I'm all right. And my friends, so often that is so very deceptive. These things, absent from our life, are sin. In Proverbs 28, verse 13, it says, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper." In other words, the person that refuses to admit, well, these things are absent from my life, I'm not even trying to work on them, maybe it's just one of these things that become so glaring to you that God has pointed out in the course of this over a week's study. And my friend, if you cover it and won't face it, you will not prosper. Now, that's not talking about prospering in finances. That's not talking about prospering in other areas, but it is talking about prospering in your relationship with the Lord, your intimacy with God, your eternal reward, and your eternal life. He says, "But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Now listen to Proverbs 28:13 again. "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." My friend, that's one of the fruits that we're trying to strive towards, of being full of mercy. You can't be a person full of mercy when you have sin in your life and you're unwilling to confess and forsake it. Now, many of these things I've said today and over this week and over this entire message has dealt with saved people. And it is God's will for saved people, and there are many that need to make decisions regarding this. But my friend, if you're not saved, if you don't know that if you die today that heaven is your home, that saved person that is saved so as by fire, in other words, they're in heaven, but no rewards. They won't shine as the brightness of the glory of the stars forever and ever. No, they won't have that. They'll just be saved so as by fire. But they are a million times better off than the man who is in hell, who is in the lake of fire. My friend, there is a real lake of fire. There is a place where people who do not receive Jesus Christ go, and they go there forever, never able to escape. The only time to escape hell is in this life. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." Many of you have perhaps went to watch the movie called The Passion. I did not go, and I am not going to it. But nonetheless, many have said that as far as the blood is concerned, all of the physical punishment is concerned, that the depiction was very accurate. But that depiction is not to make you feel sorry for Jesus Christ. Rather, it is to show you how much your sin grieves God. For if you had been the only person ever in all of history to have sinned, Jesus would have still suffered to that degree. My friend, Jesus chose to go to the cross. He does not want you to feel sorry for him. He wants you to see the consequences of your sin. You see, he was 3 days and three nights in the grave. During that time that his body lay in the grave, his spirit went down into the depths of hell. Why? Because the wages of sin is death. That is final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. And my friend, that was my consequence and your consequence. Jesus rose up from both hell and the grave. And that's why Revelation chapter 1, verse 18 says that he has the keys of hell and of death. For those 3 hours on the cross when the skies turned dark, the wrath of God was poured out upon him. You and I have no idea what that wrath was, but it was such a pain in spirit that in the garden, when Jesus knew what was coming, said, "Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me." And throughout his entire lifetime, Jesus had always been visited with mercy in the wilderness, in the garden, and in other places. There was always mercy in the time of distress. But now his humanity would be shown no mercy at all. And Jesus cried, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" He was forsaken of mercy. And yet, you have the opportunity to have the mercy of God to save your soul through his precious blood. What must you do? Admit you're a sinner. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Friend, that's true, and that includes me, and that includes you. We've all sinned. The Bible says there's none good, no, not one. Ours is to be willing to turn from sin and self. In Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31, God commandeth all men everywhere now to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world by his Son. And my friend, Jesus, the righteous judge, who shed his precious blood on the cross for you, will be your judge that puts forth the commandment to cast you into everlasting fire if you reject him. Be willing to turn from your sin. That's what the word repent means, to turn from. Turn from your sin. And turn from depending on yourself to get you to heaven, from depending upon your church or your good works, your baptisms. Instead, turn and put your faith solely into the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 3:19 says, "Repent and be converted." Converted has the idea of giving your life to Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ, when he was dying on the cross, shedding his precious blood, he was dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose up victorious over hell and the grave. And then through prayer, invite Jesus Christ into your life as your God, as your Lord, and as your Savior. Ask him to save you. He says in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Perhaps you're right now by your radio, you're listening. You may be driving down the road. You may be listening in your home or somewhere else. Why not just quietly pray this prayer that I'm about to pray, to ask Christ, to ask God for the salvation of your soul? Now, the words that I pray will only be words if you don't really mean it and you're not willing to make that commitment to Jesus Christ. But if you want eternal life, you want his love, and you want that eternal joy of Christ in you, then, my friend, right now, pray this prayer. "Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I am willing, by your help, to turn from my sin. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, God does not lie. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. And from your heart, you believed what Christ did for you on the cross, that he was buried and rose from the dead. He shedded his precious blood for you. And believing that, you are giving him your heart and life today, and you asked him to save you. For you not to be saved, God would have to lie. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And if you've just asked the Lord to save you, you can now begin a life of growth in him. The Bible calls you a newborn babe in Christ. And my friend, you can begin to grow in him. I have a book titled Building Blocks, which I wrote. It is not the Bible. It does not take the place of the Bible, but it's something that may help you in your study of the Bible and in your growth in the Christian life. It'll tell you about this decision that you've just made. It'll also tell you how to study the Bible to get more from it. It'll also show you what you ought to pray for. It'll also tell you about the local church and things that need to be true in the local church. And it will show you how to serve the Lord. It'll even show you how to lead another person to Jesus Christ. And I want you to have that booklet absolutely free. Just write me and say, Brother Andy, I was listening to your broadcast today, and I asked the Lord to save me, and I would like to have the booklet, Building Blocks. Now, you may already be saved, but you'd like to have the booklet, Building Blocks, to teach others how to begin to grow in this new Christian life. And my friend, if you'll write me, I'll send that to you. Absolutely free. Just write and let us know that you'd like to have the booklet. Now, I once again want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope that you'll ask your pastors and your other friends to listen in. We'd like to think that we're a support to the local church. As a matter of fact, if this broadcast is on, when your church is having a meeting, you need to be in your local church, not this broadcast, okay? And secondly, your tithe and offering begins first with your local church. No tithe should be sent to this radio ministry or any other ministry. It belongs to your local church. An offering which is above a tithe then can be given to a ministry. And as God leads, you should do that. But my friend, we are a friend of the local church, and so be faithful to your church. Ask your pastor, ask your friends to listen in. We do not use a marketing firm. We also do not pay for advertising. We trust our listeners to allow the Lord to use them to get others to listen in. Will you be one of those that ask others to listen to our broadcast? I hope you will. Well, I see that my time is up. I want to thank you for listening today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light broadcast grows. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.